Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is the website. We ain't mentioned the website the whole show. Man, people need to go there and check things out. Here, all the interviews and stuff that's happening during the week here at the station. Anyway, that's get you worked up for Georgia Tech.
All right.
Yeah. And we are working on getting Chad Bishop to join us here. But, of course, we got a 3:30 kickoff today. And you know, Chad has been with us a lot lately, given the season that they've had. And the fun thing about him, it seems like with every week that when we talk to him, his excitement level, just like the team, goes up.
Yeah.
It was everyone, you know, okay, we're looking at this. And it was like, we don't want to get too far out over our skis because, you know. And then with every week, now these guys are like, you know, another win, another win, another win. And then we would come out here, and it was really enjoyable because we hadn't talked that much. It's probably the most Georgia Tech football we've talked since we've been together.
Yep, that's true. That's true, but there's been so much to talk about. And that's just not this season. It's been building up. It's been building up the last couple of seasons with the success of the team, you know, just getting some big wins, high-profile wins. And then this year, starting the season the way they're starting, you know. So that's the thing. I think we're going to maybe getting close to getting him here now to talk to him and just get a feel about this season. He's got a long day ahead, and so do a lot of people who are going to be covering this game. And you're coming off a holiday yesterday, but you're trying to get your mind right to go in and cover this game because you know what it means to so many people, and with it being in a different location than we usually seeing it, that's the whole thing. But I did some background, and like the first few times they played, going back to the 1890s, they played in Athens. But for some reason, they just played consecutive seasons. They played this game in Athens. And then, you know, they had a gap during World War One, where, you know, a lot of guys from Georgia were, like, gone to the war. So they didn't play the game at all for almost for about 8-9 years. And so now, you know, it's back on. So
no, we don't. We're still.
We still don't have
him? No, we're still working. Noel is still working on getting Mr. Bishop. And we will do our best to try to get him here. One of the things that I don't want to talk to Chad about, and this is speculation. You really don't know what's going through Brent Key's mind, but you got to think about the end of this season, what's in front of them, but also he's going to lose his quarterback. And when you get to be a top program, it's trying to keep the train moving forward, Sam. And when you got to fill that position, you know that position is going to need to be filled. Now, Kirby, he's used to that. He'd been at the top, lost his quarterback, went right back up to the top. That talks about his recruiting classes. Is that what we're going to see with Georgia Tech?
We'll watch and see if that happens.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying that's something that I want to talk to Chad about to get his thoughts on how they feel over there, what Brett Key and the coaching staff feel about what's behind Haynes King coming up.
Oh, he has the excellent backup now. We have a guy waiting. Mr. Philo from over in Athens is sitting there waiting in the wings. And he's very capable of running this offense. Matter of fact, he got some starts last season when Haynes was kind of dinged up. And so yep, look to see him step right in and maybe keep things going right along. But you want to have that. You want to have that mm-hmm. person just like, remember, that's what Gunnar Stockton was last year, that guy that was just waiting in the wings, you know, ready to step in, and he steps in and things keep moving. So that's what we're looking for with this team.
This down there in Miami. All right, well, listen, we got a pocket full of questions here, and we're trying to get – Jay, maybe he's stuck in traffic or at the mall. Who knows?
Well, no, I hope he's not at the mall.
He's going to be into doing something here. But the anticipation for this game.
Let's see, we got him here. I think so. We got
all right.
Him. All right.
Let's welcome him in here, Chad Bishop. We've been stalling and tap dancing and doing all kinds of stuff for the last few minutes here. But we couldn't thank you enough for getting up and joining us on this Friday morning, man. How are you? So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, thank you guys for having me. My Thanksgiving was fantastic. Had some bird, had some sides, had a couple brews, and got a good night's sleep for today. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Okay. He'd have to get a good night's sleep because, you hit the ground running when you woke up this morning, I would imagine. What was it like going to bed last night thinking about what was in front of you today and thinking about what people like Brent Key and Haynes King and everybody else that have been sort of on the back burner when it comes to this program, well, with the exception of last year going eight overtimes. But this has got to be a different feeling, man. And what was that like?
Yeah, it is. You know, from a journalist standpoint, usually these things don't really matter to me, right? Like, I get paid either way, and I cheer for the clock, and, you know, win or lose, it's just kind of the same old Saturday for me. But this one does feel different. You know, I mean, this is a massive game. I'm probably going to get up to Mercedes-Benz maybe 3-4 hours before kickoff, you know, just to get in there and see what's going on. I know there's just so much on the line for this one, not for both teams, right? I mean, Georgia trying to lock up this college football playoff berth, Georgia Tech trying to break this 7-game losing streak and keep its incredibly small, minuscule hopes of a CFP berth alive, how much it means to Brent Key, the stage it's on. You know, I was up watching Navy Memphis last night, and they had cut ins at halftime with Katie George live from Mercedes-Benz giving a report on the game. Like, this one feels so much bigger than it has been in such a long time. And so that sort of stuff definitely keeps you up at night and then wakes you up early, ready to go see how it all unfolds.
Yep, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline as we get set for the 2025 edition of Clean Old Fashioned Hate is Chad Bishop. And he is social. You can always find him at Mr. Chad Bishop, at Mr. Chad Bishop. This is going at a neutral site. For years this game has always been on one campus or the other. I'm looking forward to just taking in the visuals of it. Thoughts about that, having this particular game in this particular location?
Yeah, so for context, we got to go back a few years, and Georgia Tech signed a six-game agreement, not a six-year agreement, but a six-game agreement with Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play a game there every year. 2024, it was Notre Dame. 2023, it was Louisville. I know they've played Clemson there before. I think North Carolina has been on that list in years past. And so, you know, Mercedes-Benz and Georgia Tech had some talks about the 2025 season, and Mercedes-Benz and those folks offered up $10 million to Georgia Tech to move the Georgia game into Mercedes-Benz as sort of a one-off thing to draw some buzz and to draw some eyeballs and to really help Georgia Tech out financially. And you guys know in college athletics these days, it's about collecting that money, you know, raking it in to try to, you know, build your roster and pay your coaches and pay your players. And so this was a big move for Tech in terms of the financials of getting a lot of that cash flow coming back into their program, at least to start out this rev share era. Now, this won't happen again. I can't imagine Georgia Tech will ever play at a neutral site again. This was just a one-off, and Jay Batt, the former athletic director, sort of did what he felt was right in terms of moving this game to get some of that money. Ryan Alpert, the current AD, you know, he's been on some radio interviews and been on the record as saying, you know, if we had it to do all over again, maybe this wouldn't have been the move, because nobody knew Georgia Tech was going to be 9-2 and in the top 25 of the college football playoff rankings, and the magnitude of this game and what Tech's attendance has been. I think they would love to have this thing back on campus, but that's not where the cookie crumbles. And so it'll be a pseudo home game for the Yellow Jackets. You know, they'll be white and gold painted on the field, and they'll probably, you know, have a huge turnout in terms of their fans, but it still technically is a neutral site game. And Tech has not fared well at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so we'll be curious to see how they play it this time around.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's been their record? How many times have they played there, for folks who don't know?
Yeah, one in four, and I think they've lost three in a row because they lost to Notre Dame in 24 and lost to Louisville in 23, and I believe lost to Clemson the year before that. So they've not had, you know, great turnouts there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And, you know, with Georgia playing as well as they've played, I'm sure their fans are going to try to pack that thing out. So I don't even know if it's going to be a true home field advantage this afternoon in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But, you know, sometimes these Tech guys, they like that. They like, you know, being the underdog and everybody telling them they're going to lose. So maybe that'll work in their favor for once.
Chad, coming down the stretch with this Georgia Tech team, you know, some things caught up with them, getting off the bad starts. They were able to overcome it some weeks. NC State wouldn't let them back in the game, and Pitt wouldn't either last week. Thoughts about those things? What are you observing, and how can they avoid that today? To me, they have to get off to a really good start.
Yeah, I like that phrase you used, caught up with them, right? I mean, if you watch this Georgia Tech team all year, they were sort of skating on thin ice and playing with fire a little bit, especially defensively. All season long, it was, we're a bend, don't break defense, and you know, we'll let you get in the red zone, and you know, that stuff is fine if you're winning. But NC State really exposed all that and took advantage of the opportunities that they had and really, you know, laid it on Tech that night up in Raleigh. And I think from that point on, NC State kind of gave the blueprint of what to do against that Georgia Tech defense. Boston College did the same thing. Pitt definitely did the same thing. So Tech is, you know, sort of teetering right now, especially defensively when it comes to confidence. And then the problems offensively become magnified because as good as Tech's offense is, it has been a little bit too inconsistent down the stretch with a couple turnovers or having to kick field goals in the red zone instead of scoring touchdowns, maybe a three and out here and there. So all those things sort of snowball and combined. And like you said, you know, early in the year, turned the ball over three times in a row at Colorado and they still win the game. You know, turned the ball early against Clemson and still win the game. You know, had a bad start at Duke and still were down 20-3 at Wake Forest. They win all those games, but late in the season, like you said, those things have caught up to them. So this afternoon against Georgia, it's going to be incredibly important. I don't even think they have to get out to a lead, right? But be down 3-0 or maybe be up 10-7 or just keep that thing close in the early going because it's just so hard to come back. And then defensively, they just got to figure out a way to slow Georgia down. And that's such a tall task with how good Georgia is.
Yeah, my thing is what – regardless of what happens in the first half, when it comes to Georgia, you got to worry about what happens in the second half. So,
well, we saw that last year, right? I mean, Tech's up 27-13 with 5 minutes to go, and Georgia does what Georgia does. So, yeah, it's going to be – those guys know that. It's going to be four quarters and 60 minutes, and they got to play every single second of all those 60 minutes.
I'm sorry it was such a struggle to get to you because we got more questions for you. But regardless of what happens today, Sam, we can agree we got to get Chad back here as soon
absolutely.
As possible.
Absolutely. Always great to have him.
Yes,
and
sir.
We appreciate him making time for us, man.
And pace yourself today, man, because it's going to be one of them days.
A lot of coffee.
There you go.
All right.
Thank
man.
You, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
There you go, Chad Bishop.
Hi, guys.
You know, the one thing I didn't get a chance to, and maybe you and I can comment on this, our thoughts on what happens or what do you think should happen to Tech if Georgia prevails today. As we watch the rest of the teams play out tomorrow, I mean, maybe this is a question that can be better answered in the upcoming next few days, but...
Because it's not a conference game. Yeah, that's the other thing.
I understand that.
It's not a conference game, so, I mean, they're watching to see how some dominoes fall as far as the conference to still maybe find a way into the conference championship.
When you've got 12 slots to fill, it just seems like there's a little longer rope, conference game or not, that you just, the unknown of what this committee is going to do.
Yeah.
And so that's, I was just curious about what you
well,
not, think.
But
what
them,
Chad
this game is good for them because they played so few ranked teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what that goes into consideration.
Well, we're going to talk about their opponent. We got Jeff Sintel coming up, Dog Nation, top of the 9 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we're going to switch, stay in college, but basketball. Tim Scarborough's coming up next. It is Sam and Greg. We're in for the morning shift on this Black Friday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Friday morning, 28th day of November. It is Black Friday. The day after, we're in for the morning shift, and come up top of the hour, we're going to be in for the steakhouse.
Yep.
Coming up next segment is the Cassie call, but I have been asked to tell two show business stories.
Okay.
One you've heard and one you may not have heard, but they are probably about two of the most famous people in show business history. And so I'm going to tell that then. And I'm going to clean up a couple things having to do with the soundtracks because I got a couple texts. So I want to make sure that we get that taken care of because throughout the show, Sam, Noel, and I have been talking about our favorite soundtracks, and I was confused on one, but I got the update on that. So we're going to take care of all of this stuff. I'm going to take care of all family business.
All of it.
That next segment. So we're gonna get all that out the way. But are you ready for a dude who unfortunately got a call mistakenly during college football season to come and join us on the show to talk college football?
But you didn't mind.
But no, he didn't mind at all. He actually, you know, was gonna see how long he can get away with it. and but we enjoyed talking to him. But now it is your time of year, Tim Scarborough, and we welcome you back. And how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, first of all, yeah, I certainly would have been able to step in for you guys for college football. And the funny thing is I actually did a game for college football the following week. It's like, wow, something must be in the air because I hadn't done a college football game since 2000. So,
whoa.
But, yeah, Thanksgiving was great. Ate all the food that I wanted to eat. I was hoping for a Cowboys loss. Didn't get that, but, you know, it's still all good.
Well, then, Sam, we should just test him, man. And listen, you're talking to two guys who are sitting here. We're the opening act for what is going to be a day of football around here, pro and college. But everybody here is waiting to see what's going on at 3:30 today, and that's Georgia Tech. All right, college football, man. What is your perspective on this game? Give us your thoughts on this matchup today.
Now you want me to talk about college football.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
you should know about these two programs.
What a year Georgia Tech has had, though, right? I mean, they got a veteran quarterback in King. And he has outperformed a lot of people in the ACC and certainly a lot of expectations. This is the first year in a while I feel like Georgia Tech has a chance to beat Georgia today. I don't think they will, but I think they have a chance. How about that? Is that good enough?
Well, I got another question because we got some guys from Kennesaw that are headed up your alma mater this weekend. And, you know, last year, Kennesaw State embarrassed Liberty over in Cobb County. But now they got to go up to their place. Thoughts about what's happening and just the amazing thing that has happened at Kennesaw State, a new coach, almost a new roster. But here they are with bowl eligibility going into this game with Liberty tomorrow.
Remarkable. And you think the fact that Liberty does not have bowl eligibility in the same day. So it's almost like, you know, Kennesaw has ruined the Liberty football program. I mean, that game last year, I was at that game, of course, since I lived down here, I went to it. And, you know, it was one of the things that you say, hey, you know what, this school has a chance to put something together. And then, you know, they fire the coach, they get a new coach. And, you know, I am amazed at this season that they've had. And conversely, Liberty season has really fallen apart. They lost some very close games, a couple of overtime games in Conference USA, and they've taken themselves out of bowl eligibility. But personally, I would love the Liberty Flames to burn the Kennesaw Owls today.
Burn the Owls? You going to burn Hootie Hook? Wait a minute, man.
That's what he said.
We're going to be a Hootie Hook.
That's what he said.
That's not for the kids. The kids are watching. No, but yeah, Kennesaw. I mean, wow, what a story! And I expect that to carry over in the basketball season too. I mean, just you know, I think honestly, Kennesaw State basketball might arguably be the best basketball team in the state of Georgia, and it's been that way for several months now. So, yeah, good times.
I don't know if that's a big statement or not.
It is a big statement because things are jumping over in Athens right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they got up to another good start
this
year.
Dominique's kid is there. Thoughts about this, Georgia.
Now, Dominique's kid I've seen.
Yeah.
But, you know, for him to say Kennesaw's the top of the chain.
They're there. Okay. Obviously, they're there. They've been to the tournament. And obviously with Georgia last year bouncing back. Your thoughts about that? Because that is happening in Georgia. And it happened last year. And you watch this year to see if they can repeat that. And it's different because of the top player from last year is not playing for the Hawks.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. Georgia's in the SEC, right? They take everybody from the SEC into the NCAA tournament. As we saw, 14 of the 16 teams in that league made it to the NCAA tournament. Certainly a record. And, Mike White's done a solid job there. I do feel like if Kennesaw had to play Georgia in Kennesaw, there is no way Georgia goes up there and wins. If Kennesaw had to go to Georgia, I think they'd have a tough time beating them out there in Athens too. But the fact that we're saying Kennesaw could be the best basketball team is a story in of itself. When you think about the schools that are in this state, right? Georgia Southern, Georgia State was very good at one time. I think Ron Hunter had his team was the best team in this state. Because they proved it. They went around and beat everybody in the state. Obviously, Georgia being the SEC, they should always, in my opinion, either Georgia or Georgia Tech being in the ACC. You're in those power conferences. A mid-major should not be the best team in your state. But here we are talking about it. So not saying it's definitive, but we are all considering the fact that Kennesaw might be the best team in the state. And that is a story in and of itself.
Look, and I work with a dude here who gets frustrated openly about the talent that leaves this state and goes plays elsewhere. So I know what you're saying there. And it's frustrating. Not just from high school to college, but also college to pros or just whatever. It's just there just needs to be more of a concentration of Georgia talent playing in Georgia teams here, according to Mr. Crenshaw. I really can't argue with him.
You say that.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are in for the morning shift on this Black Friday morning. Had a number of tournaments going on. Did we learn anything? I realize it's just late November, but what did we learn from you had the Vegas tournament going on? You had the one down in the Bahamas going on, and you had Blue Bloods playing. Anything that we can take away from those? And I know there's that one win, 40 points by that team up there in Michigan against Gonzaga, but again, it's November 28th.
Yeah, I think we've learned a little bit of, I mean, you can always learn this time of year, even especially when these teams go out and test each other, which is a little different than football, right? You take those early games, at least before the college football playoff, you take those early games against Power Fives out of conference and you lose it, and then it gets held against you the rest of the year. College basketball is the exact opposite, right? Because when you go out early, you play these teams, and you usually play them on a neutral court. If you notice, you know, Michigan isn't going into Cameron Indoor Stadium and playing. They're not going into Texas and playing. They're playing them, you know, I'll meet you out on the island somewhere, have a good time, see where we both are, you know, nothing lost, and we can test ourselves, you know. But I think what I've learned is that Arizona has a chance to win a national championship with Coach Pete, his freshman. And, you know, I came into this year thinking, man, I can't wait to see Cameron and Caden Boozer. But my goodness, you know, at Duke, the Boozer twins. And Cameron, in particular, has been everything that we thought he would be. He's the top scorer for Duke, and Duke is winning a lot of games. And Duke will be in the mix again, as they were last year. But that Arizona team, wow. Now, Arizona perennially lets you down come late February, early March. But right now, you know, Arizona looks great. And then it's weird to be talking about BYU, but they have A.J. DeBansta, the top high school player coming out. He arguably him and Cameron Boozer. But, you know, DeBansta got $8 million to go play at BYU. I think you two guys would convert to Mormonism if somebody threw that kind of money at you.
Got a cash at you, right?
but yeah, I mean, and BYU is very good. They've been on national TV. I've watched them a number of times. You know, Shuler, the guard, 6'5" guard, is averaging close to 20 points a game. DeBasta, they have a kid named Kata, 6'7", but he plays like a 7-footer, blocks a lot of shots. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can learn from these early games. I think Michigan State is very good. I mean, this might be one of Izzo's better team since his Mateen Cleaves years.
Ooh.
So, there's and Kansas is really good again. So the Blue Bloods are coming up, but there's obviously, you know, I'm a mid-major guy. You know, there's some really good mid-majors out there as well.
Yeah. Always great to spend some time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Tim Scarborough. Keep an eye on all things college basketball. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20, at TimScar20. Talk about some of these preseason events. We saw Duke. Well, not preseason, but early season events. We saw Duke play last night. Matter of fact, we went from football to college basketball on CBS. CBS has an event coming up here in Atlanta on Saturday, December 20th. You're going to have Kentucky here. You're going to have North Carolina here. You're going to have St. John's and Ohio State. Thoughts about having events like that here in town just to give people a chance to see some of these teams that we're talking about?
Yeah, it's great for guys like you and me, Sam. Get to see it in person, get to hang out. And, you know, having, you know, State Farm Arena has hosted some major basketball at the college level the last few years. And this year is no different. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think Duke being in the Final Four last year and kind of the way that thing fell apart. You remember that semifinal game? It looked like they were going to get to the championship game, and then they just absolutely gave the game away at the end to Houston. So I think they're on a mission. Bringing in all those teams to Atlanta, I mean, this is a great city for sports. You know, people talk about this fan base might not be loyal because, you know, the teams struggle from time to time. But I find, you know, in the 10 years I've lived here, there's a lot of enthusiasm around all the sports. Almost to the point where I kind of root for the Falcons, but not really, because I will always be an Eagles fan. Falcons on Thanksgiving weekend, I think I would partake.
Look at him. You know what I mean?
That's okay.
He's teeing it up, man.
That's okay.
He's just like Lucy on Charlie Brown. You hold the football and then you run, gonna pull the football away.
Pull the football away.
Nice going, man.
Because this is just the first. This is just the first visit. So let him win the battle today. We'll get the war.
It's a long season.
It's a long play here. Hey, man, go enjoy the rest of your weekend, Tim. We are going to get you back here ASAP. It's just the beginning of your knowledge with college basketball, and thank you as always for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for the college football talk. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, there you go. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day. Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift, and I'm going to let you know about some money flying through the air. But I also have been asked to tell, since this is the casting call segment coming up, a couple showbiz stories. And I will pass those on as quickly as I possibly can, but you will know the principles in there. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Black Friday morning, the day after Friday, the 28th of November. And just something to make you smile. Anytime you can hear some Fred Sanford and Scatman Crothers, it just makes you smile.
It will do that to you, won't it?
And it's the segment we do a little show business stuff here, so. Anyway, I want to thank you guys again for letting us be a part of your holiday weekend mornings. And
yeah,
we are going to take over the steakhouse, at least the first hour of top of the hour. So like I said, morning shift now, steakhouse later on. Every time I drive, when I come up Peachtree Street and I get to 12th and I drive by SDK,
yep,
I think of Mr. Shapiro.
Okay.
I just always think of it. And I think, you know, when it's closed, I think of him. When it's open, I think he's going to come walking out. I've never seen him come walking out, but yep. I always think of steak. You guys go to 929thegame.com/castingcall or to get cast with Greg on X. You will see this week's list. Now, yes, it's a holiday week, and so it's a little light as far as jobs in front of the camera, but I got a few from Rose Locke for a project called All Sinners Bleed. They need parents and grandparents for a recital scene. They need technical advisor for a certain kind of church scene. And Destination Casting has a few jobs that have been put up there. So, again, you go to those locations, check them out. If you get past the jobs in front of the camera, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera.
Okay.
So, there you go. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com, and I will do my best to get back to you as soon as possible. But since it's a holiday weekend,
yep,
and we'll be back on Sunday during a regular show, I have been asked to tell, I alluded to one of the stories and I didn't tell the other one. And since it's the holiday, I said, all right, tell it on Friday and during casting call. So this has to do with two of the most famous people that show business has seen, especially here in America.
Okay.
And I believe you know one of the stories. So I'll start off with the famous Johnny Stompanato story.
Okay.
You does that name ring a bell to you?
Not at all.
Johnny Stompanato was a person connected.
Connected?
Trying to watch my words here.
Okay.
I don't know what anyone looking for me later on. Anyway, he was a mob guy. And going back to, this is in the 50s, he was, I think, kind of connected with Mickey Cohen out in L.A.
Okay, right.
Anyway, he was dating Lana Turner, famous actress.
Right.
Now, Lana Turner is, I mean, you could not find a bigger star in America. So she's hanging out with this guy, but yet he's kind of abusive and he's, you know, he's being kind of that dude to Lana Turner. And she's been putting up with it. And she's got a young daughter, too, by the way. Right, who's seen all this?
Okay,
and the guy is jealous. He's always jealous of her. So she leaves America and she goes over to London to make a movie. The movie was called Another Time, Another Place, 1958. And she's in this movie with a young up and coming star named Sean Connery.
Up and coming star.
Yeah, because this is 58. This is pre Doctor No and all the James Bond stuff. But Sean did some stuff before. I mean, there's a reason they chose him for James Bond, because he was, you know, he'd done some boxing. He was an athlete. He wasn't nobody to be messed with. Plus, he had that Scottish temper.
Right.
So this guy finds out or thinks that Lana Turner and Sean Connery are and all this sort of stuff. So he jumps on a plane, flies over to London, busts into the set, takes out a gun, and starts threatening. This is a famous story. You can look it up online. And starts waving this gun at anybody who would look at him and say, hey, what's going on here? And he sees Lana Turner and Sean Connery embrace because they're doing a scene. And he approaches Sean Connery, and as the story goes, Sean Connery grabbed the gun from him, smacked him with it, and said something to the effect of, you don't bring a gun to a movie set. Something like that. But it was probably a James Bond retort.
It sounds like that,
but
right?
That's a famous story, that this dude walked in, confronted him while they're making this movie.
Yeah.
Sean Connery disarms him, gives him a slap, and then everybody grabs this guy. They throw him out of the studio. Authorities get involved. He gets deported back here. Comes back to America, and as the story ends, Lana Turner and him, you know, it was rough waters, and her daughter took him out. I think she was 9. She just...
Supposedly.
Yeah, 9 years old. She took... I don't know if she killed... Shot what? Him or stabbed him. Yeah. She took about because she was seeing what he was doing to her mother.
Supposedly.
Okay. So allegedly. Man. That's the story. So that's a famous story. So that's one. Sean Connery, you know, snatching a gun from Johnny Stampinato. Speaking of Johnny's, here's the other story. Did you know that Johnny Carson had a bit of a run-in with the mob?
Why would I not be surprised by that?
This is not the California Johnny Carson. This is the New York Johnny Carson before the show moved.
Yeah, and he was still probably spending some time in Vegas.
Well, this was more New York.
Okay.
This was New York. And Johnny liked to, you know, he stopped drinking. When he got to California, he was very outward about how he had to stop drinking because he didn't like him. So, as a matter of fact, there are very famous stories about Johnny Carson's drinking that people didn't know about. As a matter of fact, there's one being told by Joe Namath.
It's just Johnny. He was sweet. You know, he was nice, except whenever we were drinking. You know, some guys drink and they get a little bit mean and tough, and some guys stay mellow. Johnny used to get tough.
Really?
Tough. I saw him slap our linebacker one day at this party, one night at his party in his apartment with Johnny. You think you're tough, huh? You think you're tough because you're a football player? Whack. Ralph stood there. Ralph Baker. Thank God. He was our linebacker from Penn State. Ralph did not react to whatever, but, oh, come on, man. Let's come on. And so everything cooled down after that.
There you go.
And, so, you know, the next day
this gives you an idea of like I said, it was known. And Joe Namath was there, Mickey Mantle, all those guys, yeah. Billy Moore, in the 50s in New York City. 60s. Okay, cut to this going on during that time. And Johnny and his lawyer used to run around a lot. Bombastic Bushkin, you remember that name?
Right.
Well, it was Bushkin was his lawyer who ended up stealing a bunch of money from him. But they're out at a couple bars, and one thing leads to another, and they start talking to girls. And two of these girls that they were talking to were dating mob guys.
Oh.
And word got back to them that Johnny Carson. Now, this is, Johnny Carson wasn't Johnny Carson then. And they found out about it, and they put a hit out on him. Again, you can look this up. This is a famous story. So he was, and this was a real thing. There was a hit out on Johnny Carson to the point where he left New York and they had to cancel the Tonight Show for a week. True story, Sam.
Okay.
They had to cancel the Tonight Show. Jay Leno tells the story too. A little funnier, but what happened was conversations were held between the people who put the hit out and NBC. And you know how it got played out? You know the famous parade in New York? It may have gone through different names, but it's the San Gennaro parade, you know, the Italian-American parade that takes place. Well, back then, nobody televised it. And so they said to NBC, you televise our parade, we'll take the hit off, as the story has been told.
Okay.
And NBC, for the first time, that parade was televised later on that week or whenever it came up,
yeah.
And Johnny got to go back to the Tonight Show. But they literally canceled the Tonight Show for a week.
Whoa.
Because they were worried this dude was going to get taken out. And shortly after that, Johnny stopped drinking.
I'm sure.
But these are two. And funny thing is, and this all started, one of the things I was sitting around, you know, you get deep into YouTube and you hear these stories from different people. And
yeah.
I heard Jay was telling one. And then Tracy was asking me about this. And she had never heard the Johnny Carson one. And so here you go. During this second, this casting call segment, wanted to give you a couple true stories. And there's others out there, but these are the Sean Connery one is just funny. Because you can just picture him doing, it's actually, it could be a scene from a James Bond movie where he snacks the gun from the guy and goes, don't bring a gun to a movie shot. You know, he said something smooth like that. But yeah, and the other one was, we almost didn't hear.
Yeah, really?
You know what I mean?
Wow.
All right, coming up, we're hitting this 9 o'clock hour. We already talked Georgia Tech with Chad Bishop. Getting ready for the 3:30 kickoff. It is time to talk Georgia. And joining us will be a guy who joins you on the high school scoreboard show,
Jeff
too,
Sintel,
right?
Dog Nation, going to join us. Top of the hour, and you get a chance to spend some time with him, getting his observations of this Georgia team and, you know, coming off the season they've had. Last time they saw Tech, looked like they were going to play all night, but they didn't. And what we have in store for us today. So we'll see.
And then Caleb Johnson will be joining us talking Hawks. This is all leading up to John Fricke. We are the opening act for a lot of football today, but we got John Fricke coming up top of the hour. But up next, again, going to talk all things Bulldogs with Jeff Sintel on this Friday morning. We are going to be flipping from the morning shift to the steakhouse on this Black Friday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.